from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. How much are they going to miss him, and who's going to step up in his place?
Yeah, I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But, you know, Mayo, he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us. And, yeah, I'm excited for Mayo, and I think we can get it done with him.
I wasn't talking about Mayo. I'm talking about your defensive teammate.
Oh, Judon.
He's moving on to better places.
Excited.
At least a different place.
Great, a different place. Excited for him. You know, I still know he has a couple more years in him, so I'm excited for him.
Yikes. That was a Patriots broadcast, an interview with
Ramondre Stevenson.
That's awesome.
I was talking about Bill. I was talking about Matt Judon.
Maybe be more specific with your words asking a question.
I would have thought Belichick, too, if I was asked that question. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you.
Exactly. What the? Yeah, no, that's on the reporter, I think.
At least he's got nice words for Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. That's good. Like, you know,
seems the organization's
waxing
okay.
Poetic though about, you know, new head coach, everything like that, because that is a big story for them,
right? This head coach who's gotten you multiple Super Bowls and has been there for decades,
one of the greatest coaches of all time,
right? Has left. He's gone.
He's not there.
You have a new guy in now, so
that's probably a bigger storyline than Matthew Judon forcing his way out.
Yeah, I feel. Who's that guy on the Jets? I forget his name. Who's trying to force his way out.
Hassan Reddick.
Yeah, it's not happening. He's going to be held there in handcuffs on that bench. They're going to force him into a darkness retreat with Aaron Rodgers.
a hell no one should ever ask for.
All unspeakable. Right.
But speaking of the Patriots, though, mm-hmm. and that awkward interview aside, mm-hmm. Ramondre Stevenson may be playing with a rookie quarterback this year.
Yeah.
As Gerard Mayo had made mention that Drake May had a bit of a step-up game against the Eagles here.
Mm-hmm. So he took all that out of his pockets.
And QB1 is not out of the realm of possibility for the third overall pick. So Drake May, the Patriots, it's probably one of the toughest situations he's going to be walking into. New England's depth chart at wide receiver is ugly, and I'm being nice.
Juju Smith-Schuster's no longer on it either.
Yeah.
So they got rid of him.
But that's also a name at this point. He wasn't really playing up to what he could do at this point. But here's something they do have. Jalen Polk is probably going to be projected to be a starter for them, and I think that was a great second-round pick for them. I was so mad when they took him. But other than Polk, what kind of optimism do you have about the following players? Demario Douglas, Kendrick Bourne, K.J. Osborne, Javon Baker, also a good fourth-round pick for them. I was mad when they did that. Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Reagor, Kawan Baker, David Wallace, Jaquay Jackson. How many of those players that I mentioned to you do you know?
None. Well, I know some. Don't get me wrong, but it's minimal.
Like, I know Osborne from his time, time at UB and in Minnesota.
Right.
Javon Baker, very happy for him, but also was mad that New England was the one that took him.
Mm-hmm.
Polk is a guy that I think is going to be a really good receiver for them. Jalen Reagor, of course, know him for being bad at football.
Yeah. Some infamous names, though, you know, too, like that, right? Like,
yeah.
It's not all positive.
No. So, the two players that you feel the best for are the ones that haven't taken an NFL snap.
Mm-hmm. And that's a little scary, especially as a young quarterback. when you don't really have a veteran to throw to. Yep. And I mean, look at Josh Allen's first couple seasons, right?
Yeah.
He ended up with veterans to throw to, and Diggs helped him along, don't get me wrong, when he came.
But Brown and Beasley were the ones that had to show up first.
Yes, exactly.
In order for there to be some steady production.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of, it was Kelvin Benjamin,
yeah, T-Rex Zay Jones. You wouldn't reach out for a pass at all, Kelvin yeah. Benjamin.
Kelvin
yeah,
Kelvin Benjamin.
Terrible. That.
One of the greatest descriptions ever, though, from Booger McFarland, a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Wasn't that like Chase Claypool like last year? People were saying that because of his size?
Not like Benjamin, though.
No, Benjamin was big.
Yeah, but also
I have his card player, from the Bills.
But also a player that refused to work out with him in a pregame for doing some throwing drills once. So, yeah, no. Like, that's what Allen had to work with. And that's looking like it's what's going to be Drake Maye's kind of thing. It's a couple of rookies and a bunch of flotsam and jetsam. Bad situation. And also, you have a division that's kind of stacked against you. Jets defense is always tough. It's built pretty well. Dolphins, you got to outscore that. Good luck. Bills, Sean McDermott torments first and second year quarterbacks like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, he puts pressure on them.
He puts a lot of pressure mm-hmm. on you, and he does really well systematically against young passers. He kind of took that role from Belichick, oddly enough, who would routinely torment rookie second, third year passers on the regular. But then once Josh Allen got out of year two, he was like, nah, not anymore, Bill. Offense go burn.
Yeah.
And that's even happened. Like, Tua did the same thing. I'm out of year two, Bill. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
So the Patriots are in a tough place here, but Drake Maye has a chance still to win QB1 in New England. And I think that's the one I think we're all going to be putting our eyes the most attention to. If Maye wins QB1, it's going to be something that you're going to have to look out for. Because guess what? At the end of the year, that's who you're facing twice in the last three games.
Right.
So if you haven't had a chance to peek at Drake Maye so far in the preseason, it might be a good chance to try to revisit it. Because regardless of how it goes for them with the winning of QB1, by week 16, my bet is Drake Maye is in under center.
Yeah, and they have it.
Unless injury happens to him.
Right. And that's the one thing when the schedule came out. I remember I was with Zach Jones the night it came out. And it was a little nerves coming through. I don't know what English I just spoke. A little nervousness. A little nerve-wracking. Thank you.
That was the word you were looking for.
Yep,
I got you.
Yep, I was digging for it. Couldn't find it. Nerve-wracking that the Patriots were the final, like they were in the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't play them in the beginning at all, where Drake Maye might have those growing pains, or they're dealing with this quarterback who's going to start kind of ordeal, right?
Yep.
You're playing them at the end of the season where, hey, they might as well have it together at that point. What if they end your playoff run where you're going to be the one seed, right? They could be a wrench in the plan. So you got to be careful with the Patriots, I think.
All right, so moving on from the third pick to the second pick, Jaden Daniels, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
This is a much more fun wide receiver depth chart. Terry McLaurin,
yeah.
Awesome. Probably like one of the most underrated top 15 receivers that you're going to see. I think he's a top 15 talent at wide receiver. Like, fight me if you think differently. Jahan Dotson, a player that should try to continue to live up with his first-round potential. Luke McCaffrey, a solid rookie draft pick there for them as well. Jamison Crowder is on this group. Martavis Bryant is fighting for a roster spot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
Yeah. Martavis Bryant is hanging around. He's going to try to win himself a position there. Zach Ertz at tight end for them.
I like Zach Ertz as a tight end.
Yeah. Like, he's obviously up there in age, but you know what? He still has a little bit going for him. Why not use it? So, I do like Daniels' situation a lot better. It's just he needs to make sure that in the games when they go live, look out because they're going to hit you hard. And they already hit you in comically bad ways when you were in LSU. Like, if you looked up a highlight reel of him getting smacked around, it's blooper tape worthy, almost, how bad he gets hit sometimes. But he's also got good running support. Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler are the 1-2 punch there in the backfield as well. So there's a lot looking at there for Washington and Daniels that looks promising. But how about the Bears? Of course, you've got number one overall pick Caleb Williams, a guy that they're already forming the offense a lot better around him than they ever did with Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
In the minute that Carolina, quote-unquote, won the first overall pick for them, it was done for Fields. Like, it's over. The minute Carolina got Chicago the first overall pick,
you knew it was
time to start over.
Mm-hmm.
But DeAndre Swift, Khalil Herbert, those are your 1-2 at running back. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, that's a great 1-2-3 punch. Dante Pettis is a guy that is a solid end of the roster depth. There's a lot to like here. Cole Kmet, I think, is overrated as a player, but he's fine as a tight end for a rookie quarterback.
He'll contribute. That's what Cole Kmet is.
I don't know why people list him as like tight end one in fantasy. Makes no sense to me.
Honestly, Kelsey's your tight end one in fantasy, but whatever.
Yeah. Gerald Everett is there as tight end two. Mercedes Lewis is still playing football, by the way.
Yeah, that's wild.
I learned that last week. That was fun. But the Bears look like they're going to be better. They're going to be a team that's on the rise, I think, and it's a little bit more fostered to what is going to happen there for him. And, of course, that's going to help. You need your first overall pick to be a little bit more protected, have himself a little bit more of an opportunity to get comfortable.
Yeah. And, I mean, you saw last week against the Bills, he's a very capable quarterback. Making plays on the move, right? Running around, outside of the pocket, and able to make plays happen. So I think he's going to be just fine. And the wide receiver room there, I like a lot.
Yeah, it's a very likable room, I think. It's one that really has a lot of potential to make things explosive for him. Because it's not just Rome Odunze, a top 10 pick. DJ Moore and Keenan Allen are established veterans that have done this and have the production.
And DJ Moore really exploded last season with Justin Fields. So if Caleb Williams can really hold down his end in the pocket, make some big throws, and you know, be a decent quarterback, which he's shown he can be, DJ Moore's a great fantasy pick if you're going to.
Yeah. And now finally, Bo Nix, Denver Broncos. Javonte Williams, Samaje Perine, that's your running back 1-2 punch there. But Cortland Sutton, Marvin Mims, Josh Reynolds, Troy Franklin, Tim Patrick, who just has had terrible injury luck. He's a promising player, but he's had consecutive years with season-ending injuries. There might be something here for Nix, though I think it is more or less like, I think it's the rest of the quarterback room that's why he is going to end up starting by default. Jared Stidham, come on. You should be able to beat him out for this.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson, you better be able to make sure he's the third string quarterback because, man, he was just not worthy of being a second overall pick at all. He makes Trubisky look far and away better as a second overall pick does.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, Zach Wilson was it was a strange pick at the time and justifiably so now.
Yeah. He'll be a serviceable backup though, right?
I don't know. He's not even listed as QB2. It's Stidham.
Really?
Yeah. It's Nix, Stidham, Wilson.
He might get, practice squatted or released even, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
So, not a surprise, though, really, to see.
No. He's put together some solid games, though.
The Bills have somehow lost twice to that, man.
Yeah, but that was also kind of self-inflicted on the offensive
Voodoo,
side
wizardry,
of the ball.
Wizardry and BS. That's how it happens.
Right.
Of course, Michael Penix Jr., he should not see the field this year. Atlanta has Kirk Cousins. Atlanta has no real direction to themselves, I think, right now. But they have a bunch of talent.
Yeah, they do.
And that should be one of the reasons why they should be a halfway decent group.
Listen, the rookie class this year.
But the most interesting one that wasn't like a top 3 pick, being injured for the rest of the year and J.J. McCarthy. That's a shame.
That's what I was just going to say. The biggest loss so far is J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, because the Vikings would have been an interesting team of, you have a combination of the best wide receiver in football right now, and Jordan Addison's a solid player there and a first-round pick. Who knows what you could be able to do with this? Aaron Jones signed with them. Like, it's a fun group. And now it's Sam Darnold and Nick Mullins maybe playing a couple games.
Yikes.
And it just takes the air out of the fun that could be had there.
Right. And, again, it's a shame for J.J. McCarthy's sake, too. Just, you know, he's my age. I have a lot of sympathy for him coming out, you know, excited to play and getting a shot in the NFL, and then a meniscus tear right in your first preseason game. That's insane.
Yeah, that's tough. All right, come back. Wrap up Sports Talk Saturday before Bills game day gets started at 2 o'clock here. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.